from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. No agreement on ending the fighting in Aleppo. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim on Sunday rejected a UN proposal that would grant autonomy to the embattled rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. The Syrian diplomat said it's a matter of national sovereignty. The proposal was made in Damascus by UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, who also disagreed over Syrian and Russian complicity in the bombing of hospitals.
Since we do have a difference of opinion between the Minister Mualim saying that there is a total denial of any aerial bombing of hospitals in eastern Aleppo, and now a point of view that indicates that there has been a tragic bombing of hospital in eastern Aleppo, then that perhaps we should be allowed to send a verification team on the UN side to verify the damage of the hospitals.
The UN envoy warned the time was running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. President Obama, speaking in Peru, said Sunday he is not optimistic about the situation in Syria.
Once Russia and Iran made a decision to back Assad in a brutal air campaign, then it was very hard to see a way in which even a trained and committed moderate opposition could hold its ground for long periods of time.
At least 240 people have reportedly been killed in eastern Aleppo and in the rebel-held countryside west of the city since Tuesday. Authorities in Afghanistan say a suicide blast at a Shiite mosque in Kabul on Monday killed at least 33 people and wounded scores more. Reportedly, the dead and wounded were all civilians. This is VOA News. In Libya, at least 20 people were killed and dozens wounded following 4 days of clashes among rival factions in the southern city of Sabha. The two tribes were backed by armed groups using tanks, mortars, and other heavy weapons. The Sabha region is described as a hub for migrant and arms smuggling in the North African country. Leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific nations ended their annual summit in Lima, Peru on Sunday with a call to resist trade protectionism and protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade pact with or without the United States. President Obama addressed the issue in his closing remarks.
Our partners made very clear during the meeting that they want to move forward with TPP. Preferably, they'd like to move forward with the United States. A number of countries are already starting to ratify TPP. At the same time, we're already hearing calls for a less ambitious trade agreement in the region with lower standards, lower protections for workers, lower protections for the environment.
The president said TPP is a plus for America's economy, and not ratifying it would undermine the U.S. position across the Asia-Pacific region. President-elect Donald Trump has strongly criticized the TPP and has vowed to end U.S. participation and renegotiate other trade deals that he said have cost the U.S. jobs. Now, the president-elect met Sunday with more potential cabinet members, including former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and retired Marine Corps General James Mattis. Appearing Sunday on U.S. television, Vice President-elect Mike Pence said of the transition team, it's working hard to fill important posts.
To have someone like General Mattis to sit before us yesterday, someone with a legendary military career, and to be able to talk to him about the challenges facing America and our national security. And I can tell you that the president-elect was very grateful that Governor Mitt Romney came in. They had a good meeting. It was a warm and a substantive exchange. And I know he's under active consideration to be the Secretary of State of the United States, along with some other very distinguished Americans.
Mr. Trump, who's already selected his choice for Attorney General, National Security Advisor, and Chief of Staff, is expected to make more announcements soon. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Sunday she's seeking a fourth term in next year's election as head of government. She said at a Berlin news conference that she informed her ruling Christian Democratic Party she will officially be a candidate at the Party Congress on December the 6th. Germany's first woman chancellor has led Europe's largest economy through the financial and eurozone debt crises, but she has also come under criticism for her handling of the European migrant crisis. And in India, at least 142 people were killed and more than 200 injured when an express train derailed in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh on Sunday. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.